Tarjun, the first question and second question are kind of similar, so you may answer both at the same time. First question is, hi, dear Saad. Thank you so much for having you in our lives and be able to use your life-saving tools and wisdom. You said that I am is the key, and I am, if purely hold on to, will take us to immense silence of the mind. My question is, we have a body and we have a mind, and somehow during the day, these two get polluted. What is the best way to stay more and more in this state of I am?
Well, yes, it is true. But it's like a scale. Say you go to buy apple in the old time, there was a scale with two sides to it. They put the apple in one and they put those metal square things in the other to measure it, how many pounds or how many kilos it is. So we have to live in the body, and there's no doubt about it that the body moves by the mind and the thinker. But as we listen years in and years out, the truth, and we get to have a better understanding of it and start having roots deeper and deeper in our consciousness, it does the trick itself. But we have to have a lot of patience. Just the fact that you know the truth and you can go back to it and review it again now and then, you're way ahead of other people that don't even know what the truth is or have any interest to go after it. So I would say we have to live in the world, but at the same time do what we're doing, listening to the truth, reading the truth, discussing this in the satsang, having some quiet time for ourselves when we get a chance. Little by little, we begin to discriminate what is permanent from what is not. And that is all we can do. That is all we can do. It's like going and to school to learn different subjects. First, you're overwhelmed, but you can become expert in the end by just studying. There is no shortcut unless you have done your hard work in another lifetime. I'm still working and practicing. That's that.
Thank you.